Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.
Korang pelayan podcast Amans, bahagian dari jaringan podcast di Amans ni. Apa khabar semua? Kumat Pis.
Aku Yem.
Okay, lain memang suara aku terpaksa acknowledge untuk podcast kali ni. Suara aku a bit hoarse. I've been coughing.
Aku ingatkan tadi Rod Stewart ataupun Adele. I don't know siapa aku punya
kumpulan. Tak ada. Masih Mak Peace lagi. Tapi aku sebab I've been coughing, but I've tested twice actually. Both are negative in the space of 3 days. So it's not COVID. It's just a cough. So, but kita bukan nak bercakap tentang kesihatan aku.
Tapi kau cuti kan? Ya, betul. Dah. Kau cuti. Kau pergi Sabah, ada Chinese New Year celebration. Yeah, yeah. Aku pun nak cuti. But, you know, speaking of which, Omicron pun dah makin canak-canak. Yeah. 15,000 cases, dah KJ cakap. Yes. So, I mean, the thing is to look at the two graphs. Daily cases and people who are hospitalized, and then within that hospitalized category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ICU, ventilated, non-ventilated, and then of course death. Kalau kau tengok daily cases naik, that's fine,
but hospitalization remains low,
ventilated remains low, ICU remains low in ventilated, apa lagi death rate remains low. And I think all this is important. You know why? Because the only answer is vaccination. So aku faham sekarang why adults ramai, but at the same time, kenapa adults ni nak bunuh anak masing-masing dengan tidak memvaksinasikan anak melalui PIK kids. You know, PIKIDS.
Yeah.
I mean, kalau nak bunuh anak, humban je lah. Luar tingkap, senang. Dah mati. Terus, senang. Ni tak payah. I mean, what is the thinking behind it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I really do wish you well, Mavis.
Thank you so much, Yim. Memang, I mean, actually benda-benda tu lah yang isu yang kita mungkin akan bincangkan dalam sesi podcast kali ini. Tapi seperti biasa, kita kena address the biggest issue. Cerita ataupun segmen pertama, berita terbesar minggu ni. Okay, berita terbesar minggu ni is of course none other than what happened to Facebook, also known as Meta. Or is it Meta, also known as Facebook? Kita lihat baru-baru ni sebenarnya their stock just plummeted. I would say a quarter or more than a quarter, 26%. And its market value plunged by more than $230 billion. That is like, of course, it's not a trillion when you convert it to Malaysian ringgit. It's almost a trillion, but it's just massive. And of course, there are a couple of factors yang contribute to this particular incident. And kalau kita tengok betul-betul, aku dengan Yen memang selalu bercakap tentang Meta, bercakap tentang Facebook, bercakap tentang tech companies dan sebagainya. I don't see this plunge, honestly, Yen. I see it taking a hit a bit, but aku agak terkejut dengan the magnitude or rather what's the word used, the delta or the quantum of this decline, which yang aku rasa agak debilitating lah for Facebook and also for Meta company.
Okay, berapa dia hilang? Dia hilang satu hari, dia hilang $230 billion. Untuk buat perbandingan, Malaysia punya GDP, satu-satu buah negara macam Malaysia ni, $340 billion.
Loss Malaysia
Singapore, $340 billion. Loss Malaysia in a day, bro. Philippines, $360 billion, bro. Basically, he lost the GDPs of either Malaysia, Singapore or Philippines all in one day. That's how crazy it is. And of course, this is the biggest single day loss of any company recorded ever, not just in the US but in history. Benda ni kita kena ingat tau. Suatu ketika dahulu Nokia nombor satu, sekarang Nokia tak ada buat phone, dia buat ni je, 5G network tower je. BlackBerry pun sama, at one point they were controlling the world, BBM was dominating the market, nobody wanted to use anything other than BBM, today gone. Habis. Gone. Lesap. Microsoft was never big in phones. It's also gone. The reason I'm bringing this up is because today a company can be $2-3 trillion, $1 trillion. Tomorrow, it can be gone. And this is the same thing when you talk about an industry macam social media. Berapa banyak kali kita dah tengok dah? Friendster, habis.
MySpace.
Vine, habis. MySpace, habis. Alright? Benda ni dia fad. Dan kalau kau ingat, kali terakhir sesebuah syarikat social media naik. Oh, ini pop quiz. When was the last time a social media Silicon Valley did well?
When?
When
Facebook lah.
And what was
Facebook
it?
Facebook.
When
2004.
Actually, the last one, social media, the last social media that did very well was actually Clubhouse.
Oh, okay.
They considered that as social media. Okay. It was big 1 year ago.
And now?
But today pun dah.
Slow down.
Now dah nazak, dia dah ventilated dekat ICU. Okay, ni is Clubhouse. But before Clubhouse, which is an even more important event, which is Instagram.
Okay.
At 2009 beta. All right. So that's crazy, yeah. Right? I mean, it's not that easy coming out with a social media. So what is driving these losses? Kalau korang ada baca artikel tu, benda tu penting. Sebab kita asyik cakap pasal apa yang menyebabkan, apa nama, saham
Facebook, meta.
Facebook jatuh. Dia sebabnya perubahan kepada apa yang dibuat oleh Apple. Sebab Apple's version of a more private web, benda ni tidak menguntungkan syarikat-syarikat internet. Apabila syarikat-syarikat seperti Pinterest, Snap, Twitter yang terutamanya memerlukan data lokasi pengguna, yang memerlukan perbicaraan pengguna, dia menggunakan telefon sebagai peranti untuk mendengar perbualan, semata-mata untuk menjual barang-barangan kepada pengguna. Ini semua yang akan menyebabkan pengguna lari. Dan Apple melalui diorang punya peranti-peranti baru ni dan slogan yang diorang telah gembar-gemburkan, iaitu privacy is a human right. And we will do everything we need to do to protect our users' privacies. Itu menyebabkan semua syarikat-syarikat tech ni macam Twitter, Meta, Pinterest, Snap dan sebagainya untuk mengalami kejatuhan daripada harga stok diorang. Untuk membuat perbandingan, Twitter dari Januari pertama hingga sekarang Februari 4-5 macam tu, dia dah jatuh 20%. Meta dah jatuh 30%, Pinterest dah jatuh 33%, Snap dah jatuh lebih separuh, 48% drop price. Kenapa? Sebab tanpa mengetahui lokasi pengguna dan tanpa mendengar apa yang pengguna cakap, dia tak boleh go. Memang tak boleh go. Okay? Imagine aku pergi kedai mamak, jumpa engkau. Engkau ada Android, aku ada iPhone. And then engkau dengan aku buka Instagram on the background and then you see me, I see you, kita just lock the phone. Maknanya Instagram app is still on. My phone is not listening, you know, because my phone is iPhone. Your phone is listening because yours is an Android. Kita pun sembang. Lepas tu habis sembang, kita dah happy. Kita ambil selfie, kita letak dekat Instagram. Engkau pun tag aku. Engkau dah compromise sebab engkau punya phone dah jadi listening device. Aku tak compromise ke? Sebab aku pakai phone apa Apple? Tak juga. Sebab you tag me.
Location
now
dah.
All of our conversation, semua keluar. So, katalah kita sembang pasal Manchester United buat tour dekat Thailand, Bangkok pada March pertama. Boom! Semua keluar. Airport, bila hotel apa dekat Thailand, bila Manchester United, bila lepas tu ada pula sangkut paut dengan Nike, dengan Adidas,
semua keluar.
That is really really bad. So Apple wants to stop that, so at least half of the listening devices on the planet is no longer being able to be used as a listening device. The onus is on Google to stop this from happening. But my argument is this: there is no incentive for Google
to do this.
to make it more private. There is none. Negative incentive. Yeah. Kenapa? Sebab Google's business model is based on listening and is built out of getting more out of their users. Why?
Because it's free.
Because they are free, betul, for the user. If you are not paying the service, you are the one yang diperdagangkan. You lah benda yang orang beli. You are the product.
That's definitely one of the many issues. Tapi aku tak pasti sama ada this contributed also to the decline. Aku rasa ada satu laporan baru-baru ni sebenarnya where Facebook is actually for the first time mula kehilangan user. In fact, this is like the first time that Facebook reported not just saturation of user, user actually keluar ataupun deactivate Facebook dan tak guna dah that services, which aku rasa memang aku dengar beberapa kawan yang I'm sure including you as well yang leave Facebook, but I did not expect it to be recorded in decline so much sebab aku rasa orang keluar ada je, orang masuk, but I think this is the first time that there's a net loss for Facebook in terms of users. Do you see this happening? Will they be able to stop the rot, or it's just gonna get worse from here?
It's just gonna get worse from here. Kenapa? Sebab ada satu benda yang kita kena kupas. Kenapa 5 atau 6 sebab kenapa Facebook dah teruk sekarang? Pertama, user growth dah cecah ceiling. Betul macam kau cakap. Okay. Dulu ada orang masuk, ada orang keluar, ada je orang masuk. Sekarang dah tak ada sebab dia dah kehausan pasaran. There is only so much people that has a handphone and there is only so much people that have internet on that handphone. And right now, dia dah max out. So sekarang, for the first time, the company dalam 18 tahun sejarah dia, dia ada kejatuhan dari pertumbuhan pengguna dekat aplikasi dia. Itu satu. Dua adalah Apple berubah polisi ataupun dasar memang sekat Meta daripada mendengar pengguna. Apple has introduced app tracking transparency untuk membenarkan kita memberikan gambaran yang jelas tentang aplikasi apa yang mendengar, yang melihat, yang menonton kita, yang mengawasi pergerakan kita dan sebagainya. So perubahan dekat Apple menyebabkan kejatuhan Meta. Ketiga, Google. Okeylah, aku pun benci-benci Google. Tetapi Google dari segi business model dia, dia kalau kita kerja dekat media, katalah whatever lah, Rejoice, Pantene, Anlene, Anmum, whatever. Dia bila dia spend RM1 dekat online advertising, 90 sen goes to either Google or Facebook. Okay, 90 sen. Kalau kau ni apa nama, Maxis, Cellcom, diorang semua advertise online, 90 sen. For every RM1, 90 sen goes to Google and Facebook. The other 10 sen of that RM1 actually goes to all these publishers. Okay. Now, within that 90 sen, Google is indeed stealing online advertising dari Meta. Dan kalau kau tengok Meta punya CFO, dia pernah cakap, David Werner, dia cakap yang penukaran daripada memberikan transparansi yang jelas kepada pengguna telah menyebabkan ramai orang tak mau guna Meta dan ini telah memberikan gambaran yang jelas kepada advertiser untuk terus mengalihkan bajet advertising kepada Google. Platform lain dan kes dalam untuk kes ini dia pindah ke Google. So Google tarik duit daripada advertising yang dahulunya pergi ke Meta, sekarang pergi ke Google. Dan yang keempat adalah TikTok dengan Reels daripada IG. Dia telah memberikan satu gambaran yang best terhadap bagaimana orang boleh meluangkan masa. You remember we keep on talking about attention economy, right? Orang nak tengok TikTok video. Kalau kau tengok average daily use of TikTok per user per phone is actually more than half an hour. And for a video that normally lasts anywhere between 60 seconds to 3 minutes, you just darab je lah. Satu minit darab 30 minit. Satu video seminit darab 30 minit, maknanya paling kurang pun 30 videos. But I don't think so. I think more like 60 to 100 mm. videos for every half an hour. Huh? And this has presented satu situasi di mana orang akan terus menjadi creator, engkau, aku, semua kita joget-joget dan sebagainya, untuk TikTok dan juga Reels. Kami tak akan create content untuk Facebook. So kenapa pula Facebook akan mendapat perhatian yang lebih banyak daripada pengguna untuk menonton Facebook, untuk menonton video di Facebook, sedangkan creator semua tak ada dekat Facebook. Semua lari ke TikTok dengan Reels. At least kalau buat dekat Reels, at least lah dia jatuh dalam kategori Meta, so mungkin jugalah. Tetapi ini tidak mengalihkan pendapat di mana Facebook will die. Not necessarily Instagram Reels, but Facebook will die because there's no content creator dekat situ. Dan akhir sekali tentang apa nama perundangan lah.
Law, legislation.
Dari segi antitrust, law, legislation, Federal Trade Commission dan public person, public perception on how Meta is just the evil company on the planet lah. Which it is actually, to be frank. So dari situ dia tak boleh nak datang balik lah. Dia tak boleh lah bro. This is it. Game over for
them. It'll be interesting sebab aku rasa Mark Zuckerberg is not just going to roll around and die. I'm sure he's going to come up with something. It'll be interesting to see sebab kita tahu another thing that probably contribute also is Mark Zuckerberg punya, I would say, his grand vision yang aku rasa not everyone has nampak yet, which is spending a lot on the metaverse ataupun meta-mesta. Yang tu pun another factor yang menyebabkan, you know, all the other people like, apa benda ni metaverse? Because he is menjangkakan everything will change and everything will shift to metaverse, right? But we still have yet.
I think I can explain why. Sebab, okay, your Facebook, right? You got shit tons of money. You are valued at over $1 trillion. And you are stable. Okay, you are stable. Now the question is, what are you going to spend your money on? Properly spend. You tak nak buat kereta, you tak nak buat 5G tower, you bukan these businesses, you provide service. What else do you spend on if not the metaverse? But then the conversation is, what the fuck? Who the fuck cares about metaverse,
itulah,
bro?
Macam, I mean, really. Macam tak nampak lagi kan, the vision, the VC.
Takut bro, tak nak. Mungkin dia je lah yang nampak kita. Bukan billionaire kan. Dia bayar aku by the way. So, mungkin dia nampak. So, silakan lah. Tapi buat masa ni kalau dia emperor new clothes. So, kalau emperor je nampak.
Masalah kan, juga.
Kita semua ni nampak dia mungkin. So, tak apa.
We'll see.
Tak apa, biar
we'll
dia.
We'll see how 2022 ends for Zuckerberg and Meta. Okay, kita berehat sebentar sebenarnya. Kita after this, kita nak cakap pasal apa yang Yem sentuh tentang Apple changing the regulation that is affecting tech companies. Kita berehat sebentar, lepas ni kita sambung di podcast Amats.
Di Sapura Minds, majlis perkahwinan impian anda boleh menjadi nyata. Dewan Agam di Sapura Minds mampu memuatkan sehingga 2,000 jemputan. Besar atau kecil majlis idaman anda, Sapura Minds mampu merealisasikannya. Kawasan parkir yang disediakan amat luas bagi menempatkan kesemua hadirin pada hari istimewa anda. Anda juga boleh memilih caterer pilihan bagi menepati cita rasa terkini. Untuk maklumat lanjut, sila layari sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y.com.my.
Baik, kembali ke podcast Amaz bersama aku, Mak Piz dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen kedua. Apa lagi berita terbesar? Okay, kita menyambung conversation ataupun perbualan mengenai impact terhadap Meta ini sebenarnya. But this time around, we are focusing on laporan bahawa perubahan dasar yang dibuat Apple boleh kata menyukarkan ataupun menyusahkan company-company yang berasaskan internet, terutamanya Meta. Dan kita lihat, kalau kita lihat Apple, VC Apple for a more private web ni mungkin beneficial to Apple, but it just kills off ataupun it just siphons off everything else. Dan aku rasa I think I can empathize why the internet companies mungkin stress ataupun rasa marah dengan Apple disebabkan oleh perubahan dasar ni. Tetapi Is this the future, Yim? Is this so-called legislation perubahan dasar ini is the way forward?
Kat Malaysia, kita suka guna T20, M40, B40. So dalam dunia, since kita semua dah faham analogi ni, cuba you bayangkan semua satu dunia ni yang menggunakan telefon juga dikategorikan seperti macam tu, T20, M40, B40. Satu dunia. So dunia ni ada dalam 8 billion people or is it 7? I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, let's say 8 lah. For the sake of senang nak
bagi.
Senang. Katalah ada 7 billion eh. So 3 billion manusia ada dalam B40. 3 billion ni. Alright. I mean you take China and India put together dah 3 billion. Simple. Alright. And then 3 lagi billion dalam M40. And then of course you have the T20. 1 billion. Dapatlah kau 7 billion. My conversation is this. Apple, pengguna Apple, 80%, 90% bro is in T20 of the world's users. I don't know. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, definitely. No arguments there.
Okay. No arguments there. How about this? M40, top half of the M40. Majority are Apple. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Okay.
In fact, the rest, half of M40 are Apple users.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now the conversation is, yang lain pakai apa? Yang lain pakai Android. Mm. Okay. Why is this important to know? It's important to know because if you are in the 1 billion population of the world that is in the T20, you are buying everything. Nobody in the B40 is buying anything. Buying, purchase. Sama macam M40 of the world. Andai kata you ni struggling. You gaji maybe 2-3 ribu, you kerja KL, you tak ada support, tak ada apalah. Basically, you solo. Okay, fine. You are M40 in Malaysia, maybe even B40 in Malaysia sebab you duduk KL. But globally, kalau you nak compare dengan, say, Sub-Saharan Africa ataupun the poverty of India, you might not be B40 of the world. You may be M40 of the world, right? You are still buying, you know. You are still purchasing from things, okay? And then, of course, katalah you guna Android, contohnya. You might not be buying as much as the T20 that is using Apple, but you're still buying something. Now, the story is this. Sejak Apple perkenalkan dasar untuk tidak membenarkan aplikasi track pengguna, hanya 24% pengguna iPhone serata dunia telah memberikan kebenaran terhadap aplikasi di dalam phone diorang dan juga advertisers untuk mengesan lokasi mereka. Okay, to repeat, 24% iPhone users around the world consent to being tracked by advertisers. 24%. What does that mean? That means dari 1 billion T20 tadi yang menggunakan iPhone,
250 million,
750 million do not want to track.
There's a lot.
Okay, and then you turun bawah one rang, M40, you have half, kita guna kau punya estimation lah, Mak Pis, half of M40. Half of M40 is 1.5 billion in the world. Alright, 1.5 billion, more than 1 billion do not want to be tracked. More than 1 billion do not want to be tracked. So who are you left with? You are left with people who do not have money that doesn't mind being tracked. What is the good of companies if they are advertising to people who can't afford to buy their products?
Obsolete.
And that's why
Obsolete.
Kita cerita balik tadi. Nah, kita cerita balik tadi, Twitter, Meta, Pinterest, Snap dan macam-macam lain lagi. Semua harga saham diorang dah turun sebab advertisers tak mau lagi menggunakan ad spend terhadap syarikat-syarikat ini sebab there is no returns on investment if you advertise on apps that run on iPhone. Game over. Game over. So now they are left with advertising on Androids, and as we discussed, even if you are a rich user on Android, you are still the minority, ultra super minority. The real money is in the iPhone users. And that's why these changes yang macam kau cakap tadi, change by Apple is tormenting internet companies and is tormenting Meta to a point where it can really drive them out of business. But I don't blame them. Sebab bila engkau jual pengguna engkau sebagai produk dan ada orang lain yang menghentikan benda ni, you cannot sell your users anymore, then you do not have a product to sell, unfortunately. You have a platform, you have Facebook, you can put stuff there, you can track location, you can have Facebook Marketplace, you can have a million other things. But that's a platform. You're not selling Facebook, you're selling the users. Let's get real here. You are selling the users. And right now, Apple is saying, no, you want to sell users, go right on ahead, just not on my iPhone. You not jual users, go ahead.
Do you see a future where Facebook, Instagram, and all these internet companies actually charging for their services in order to prevent
prevent people
use it?
Absolutely.
Like RM1.99 sebulan supaya.
No, absolutely. Okay, if you heard of Twitter Blue, they are charging. If you heard of Snapchat Plus, they're charging. They're trying to charge. But there is no take-up. I am a hardcore Twitter user. Hardcore. In Malaysia, what do you call this? Data scientist company Cognizant has shown that my Twitter user at times is top 10 in the country. In the country. I get tweets, I get retweets, I get shares, I get comments. I am, in a way, at some months I am top 10, most months I am top 50. Nearly all year, I will be 100. Top 100 Twitter Malaysia. For sure. Itu for sure. Bila ada election, bila ada orang mati, bila ada orang apa, ni apa nama, corporate, ni sebut dynamic melarikan diri, aku punya top 10. Easily, in the country. Okay? Aku pun tak nak beli Twitter Blue, bro.
That's saying something.
That is saying something. Why? Why is it that aku locate sangat ke? Eh, tak juga.
You don't see the value.
I have
lah.
Apple Music. I have Spotify.
You don't see the value.
Exactly, bro. I have I goddamn have YouTube Music. Okay? No, who the fuck buys YouTube Music? I do. All right? But you nailed it. It's not about the problem of my wallet. It's the problem of the fact that I don't see the goddamn value. There is no value in me paying for something like Twitter. I do see a high value of me paying Apple all the premium services that they offer, including goddammit Apple TV. But I cannot see the value, tak nampak lagi, on what these companies punya added value is on charging me as a user for some of their paid products. Because at the bottom of it all, underlying theme adalah diorang masih menjual aku sebagai produk. And now it's even worse. Dah lah aku dijual sebagai produk.
Nak charge aku.
Aku bayar dia orang pula. Nak charge aku pula. Tak boleh lah. So to answer your question, yes, it is already happening. They're charging people. But it is seen with a low take up. Why? Because as you rightfully pointed out, 100% my piece, 100%, nobody sees value in the money.
Yeah. It's getting dire and apa tu, kita sebagai observer ni banyak benda lah nak cakap. And we definitely will see how this progress. And it's only the first month of 2022. Banyak lagi benda going to happen this year. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen ketiga, segmen teman Amans.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amanz.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Amanz bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yen. Ini merupakan segmen ketiga, segmen teman Amanz. Seperti biasa, aku dan Yen akan mendengar soalan daripada pendengar-pendengar semua yang dihantarkan ke email ask@amanz.my. Aku ulang sekali lagi, ask@amanz.my. Seperti biasa, kita akan dengarkan apakah soalan untuk teman Amanz sekali.
Hai Mat, Pis dan Yem, saya Akmal dari Ampang. Baru-baru ni saya melawat pavilion di KL dan saya tertarik dengan billboard 3D di situ yang menunjukkan iklan Samsung menggunakan harimau. Setelah membaca di media, KL telah dipilih bersama 4 bandar di dunia untuk Samsung mempamerkan iklan billboard 3D ini. Mengapa KL dipilih bersama bandar-bandar lain? Adakah Samsung ingin memfokuskan jualan di Malaysia?
Very interesting soalan. And in fact, aku sebenarnya memang aku sebenarnya jarang dah keluar sekarang. I don't know if you believe it or not. I only go to work and come back. I only go to my groceries. Aku sangat jarang jalan-jalan. Aku bawa anak aku pergi park. Aku sebenarnya dah lama tak lalu that pavilion area. But aku tahulah because there's a lot of this appearing in my phone and stuff. Memang aku nampak this 3D tiger billboard which I think has been going on for some time. I mean the technology, but aku rasa this is just them hyping it up for the latest Samsung phone lah. But I'm not entirely sure why Malaysia is chosen. Probably because we have the highest concentration of users in the internet in terms of services, which are Facebook. Apparently, we are one of the highest users. So, aku rasa that's probably why.
I think so. I mean, this is entering the realm of speculation already lah. But let's put it this way lah. Huawei bila dia launch peranti baru mesti datang Malaysia dulu. Malaysia antara pertama Huawei. And then of course dia orang punya sub brand Honor Honor capitalized tu. They also launch Malaysia as the primary product primary market. Samsung also primary market. Di Malaysia strangely enough there's no Apple store. Mm-hmm. I mean there is machines. Which is a good company, but they are a reseller, redistributor. There is a rumor that Apple is opening their first Apple store in Malaysia at TRX. Dekat
Tun Razak Exchange.
Apa nama bangunan tu? La ilaha illallah. Apa nama bangunan tu? Apa was the building? That's not PNB.
Tun Razak Exchange.
No. Menara PNB is Menara PNB lah. That's not TRX. Exchange
118.
Okay lah. Ada kat situ. That's the rumor. And even if the rumor is real, they are not announcing anything. And even if they do announce, it's not going to be this year, next year. It's going to be 24 onwards. So put it this way lah. Apple is not putting Malaysia as a primary market. Okay. And then of course, when Apple has events or whatever shit, they always do it in Singapore. They use Singapore as the base. And then everybody else in the region goes to Singapore. Bangkok, Manila, you name it, right? Jakarta, KL, semua turun ke Singapore. Of course, these are the days before pandemic. And of course, these days are returning very fast because everybody else is vaccinated. Reopening borders is going to happen really, really soon. Done. So if Apple doesn't focus Malaysia as a primary market, Huawei, Honor and Samsung does, it comes to show this. That in the standing of the global economy, pengguna Malaysia masih lagi bukan T20, masih lagi M40 dan kemungkinan masih lagi berada di dalam B40 dalam kedudukan strata dunia. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about it. It's just that we need to realize we are not rich compared to the world. And then, of course, inflation is rising dengan ketidaktentuan hala tuju politik dan disebabkan MEF, Malaysian Employees Federation, dan juga CME, Center for Market Economy, semua marah kerajaan ada minimum wage. Marah, ngamuk. Kenapa kerajaan letakkan minimum? Biar pasaran tentukan harga minimum wage. Apa maksud dia? Maksud dia Malaysia, pekerja Malaysia akan terus gaji kecil. Akan terus tidak mampu untuk sara hidup di KL. You nak? Harga pasaran tentukan wage boleh, but this means that Malaysia will be not just trapped in the middle income trap, but Malaysia will be lowering our purchasing power parity. No economist will out argue this argument. With no wage increase or wage increase lesser than inflation rate, Malaysians will buy lesser food today compared to yesterday with the same salary. No economist can out-argue this fact. So because kita ni tak nak meraung-raung, tak nak gaji minima, okay, fine, no problem. Maknanya kita akan jadi continue poor lah. And if we are poor, we buy services and peranti and all these products yang free, because we are going to be the one that is being sold to advertisers. And that, my friend, is why Samsung focuses on KL amongst many other countries untuk tunjuk billboard yang sangat lawa. Aku tengok, my first interaction was actually on TikTok when I saw the billboard. And then kat belakang tu, dekat TikTok video tu, aku tengok, eh, ini macam kenal tempat ni. Lepas tu ada signboard Melayu apa semua. I'm like, oh, Malaysia. Yeah. Aku ingatkan Times Square, New York apa, babe. But it is a matter of fact. One of the reasons why Samsung is focusing on Malaysia with other markets is because this is a market for T, for the minority of T20, the majority of B40 and M40. That's why.
That's very clear. But thanks for the questions. But aku rasa, I think benda ni can actually like pass you by, right? Sometimes you don't realize. Aku assume that pendengar-pendengar juga macam aku lah, jarang lalu kat pavilion. But just in case, this is a good, thank you so much for the question untuk teman-teman sekali ni. Kita berehat sebentar, lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya, segmen ramalan atau Zoom.
Kopi, nadi penggerak dunia moden hari ini. Kopi yang enak dan berkualiti menjadi pasangan sesuai bagi mana-mana majlis sosial maupun formal. Blue Dome Coffee menyajikan kopi Ramon khas dari biji kopi yang premium disediakan dengan rapi oleh barista-barista handalan bagi memastikan setiap hirupan istimewa tanpa bandingan. Kunjungi Instagram ataupun Facebook at Blue Dome Coffee untuk maklumat lanjut. Cari kami di at Blue Dome Coffee hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Piz dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen keempat, segmen ramalan atau Zoom. Okay, seperti biasa, dalam segmen ni aku dan Yem akan bincangkan ataupun Yem akan membuat ramalan dan kita akan bincangkan tentang apakah yang dia ramalkan. Dan aku rasa untuk sesi kali ni, it's of course, it's only app to ask you, Yem, apa akan jadi dekat Meta ni? Apa akan jadi Facebook ni? Apa masa depan dia orang? Ada masa depan? Cerah ke gelap ke?
Masa depan dia orang ada. Sebab, okay, as I do this podcast, I am typing on my WhatsApp. WhatsApp is Meta. As I mentioned just now, still is bright. And because of the interconnectivity with Instagram users, there's going to be a lot more people getting a lot more traction on Reels compared to TikTok, because that social connectivity on TikTok still tak ada compared dengan Instagram. So Reels will do well. Instagram stories is gaining more traction than Instagram post. And despite what people say, Instagram is still one of the top three apps being used on your mobile phones for Malaysians. Top three, yeah, Instagram. I don't know what the other two is, probably WhatsApp as well. So if you have two or three top used phones, I mean, Meta ada harapan. Facebook, however, kita dah boleh buka Yasin dan boleh start baca Talqin sikit. Sebab tanda-tanda nazak dan uzur tu dah lama. Tanda-tanda nazak tu dah ada.
Okay.
Dan bila dia tukar nama pergi Meta,
that's the biggest sign.
Mark Zuckerberg bodoh ke? Eh, babe, Mark Zuckerberg can be a robot and all this bullshit, but dia paling tak bodoh, okay? Engkau dengan aku combine is not even 1% of his intelligence. That much I can tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright. Okay. So, I don't know who the fuck is lying to himself ke apa ke. He knows Facebook is dying. So, Facebook will die. That's how it is. Now, the question is, ramalan aku bila dia akan mati? Ini ramalan. Dia akan mati. Dia akan mati, mangkat dan ditalkinkan, dikapankan dan ditanamkan 10 years from now. You know why? Because social media die is fast. But to see social media dead is a bit longer. So kalau kau tengok Friendster ditubuhkan 2002. Bila dia terkubur, pada 2015.
It's all quite right? A long time actually.
It's a long time. And by the way, around 2005 orang dah tak pakai Friendster dah. So 2005 orang dah tak pakai Friendster sebab orang dah start beralih ke mula-mula MySpace, but then Facebook. It took them 10 years to be dead. I think in 10 years time it's going to be dead. Alright, but the death is now. The death is now.
The decline is now.
That's what
the decline is now.
The decline is now. The decline.
So wait.
Sebab kalau kau tengok punya graf tu naik, dia turun dah. Because maximum user.
When you say death ni, you are referring to actually the company Facebook tu, dia tutup lah. That means when you type www.facebook.com, it doesn't exist. Is that what death is?
Yes. That is what I mean by death. And then of course, kita ada group-group yang pakai Facebook lagi. Terutamanya group-group troller, grup-grup politik yang keyboard warrior, orang macam grup-grup mak aku ni duk spread fake news pasal vaksin dan sebagainya. Okay, fine, go ahead. They will survive and they will continue to spread misinformation dan sebagainya. And they have no idea what TikTok is.
That's not a good label, right? When you have this, there's not a good label to have, right? Heading into the...
It is not. It is not. So you're going to get this type of users on Facebook. So, okay, no problem. Have them. Nobody wants them anyway.
Ouch.
But you know what Twitter can, you know. Go ahead, have them lah.
Okay, on that note, very grim outlook, but I think it's a fair and realistic outlook. Kita boleh hasil tak?
Hang on. It's a grim outlook for Facebook, but we users will benefit, bro.
In the long run.
Aku dah stop guna Facebook sejak, there's a personal story, kan? Aku kena hentam gila babi dekat Facebook and all that. Bila polis report lah orang attack aku, attack anak aku dan sebagainya. But since that day until today, I want Facebook to be dead. That day happened in 2018.
Okay.
To see Facebook dead today after 4 years, oh fuck them. Suka aku.
On that note, kita berehat sebentar seperti biasa. Lepas ini kita akan ke segmen air, segmen baik buruk.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yin. Seperti biasa, ini adalah segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk. Okay, seperti biasa, aku dan Yin akan bincang dan sembangkan tentang apa yang baik dan buruk bagi kami untuk sesi kali ini. Aku mulakan dululah. Actually, sebenarnya I'm quite happy to hear the take-up rate, or at least the initial take-up rate of Pick Kids ataupun program imunisasi COVID kebangsaan untuk kanak-kanak 5 tahun ke 11 tahun, which is quite decent for the first week. And aku rasa it's good that you know, people are using reason. Nevertheless, concerns are valid. It's okay to be concerned. Tidak mengapa jika anda merupakan ibu bapa yang risaukan anak-anak. Tapi I implore you, or rather I wouldn't say implore lah, galakkan anda semua untuk find out a little bit more about what are the risks and benefits of vaccines to your kids. Sebab in the long run, your kid will thank you if they are vaccinated today in that age range. Sebab the benefits far outweigh the risks.
Dan pada hari Sabtu kemarin aku dah vaccinate anak aku. It's the same PPV center.
Both ke?
Alhamdulillah. Both. 8 tahun dan 10 tahun serentak. It's the same place yang aku buat booster shot dekat Emporis Kota Damansara. What I find interesting is dia ada letak balon, dia ada letak dinosaur.
It's a lot more kiddish lah.
A lot more kiddish. Tapi aku kesian kawan yang dalam dinosaur tu lah, sebab hari tu panas dan
tak pasal-pasal.
I pity him. I mean, tak pasal. Lepas tu aku dekat counter PPV tu aku tanyalah Yamina yang tukang check tu kan. Aku cakap, so yang kawan dalam dinosaur tu dia macam mana kan? Tak tahulah dia, kesian dia. Tapi dia tukar-tukar lah. After 6 hours.
Tapi dalam jam tu pun lama tu.
But generally speaking, you know, benda ni dahsyat. Dia dapat clearkan, dekat PPV tu dia dapat clearkan 1,000 budak sehari. And itu sekarang, itu first few days. They can eventually go up to 5,000-6,000 kids a day eventually. And then of course, this is just one PPV center. You bayangkan all the other PPV centers around the country. So it's going to be very good. And then of course, kalau kau pergi COVID Now, COVID Now is apa nama? It gives you tracking on the kind of environment. So they don't have pick kids yet, but they do have adolescent ataupun pick remaja. Pardon me, pick remaja. 91% dah dapat satu dos, 88% dah dapat dua dos. For
that's actually very high, you know. That's actually very high.
No, it's one of the highest in the world, bro. It's really one of the highest in the world. Adults, 99% dah dapat first dose, 98% dah dapat two doses, 53% dah dapat booster shot. And of course, total population, 80% of Malaysians, 80% of Malaysians dah dapat.
I think this is why we are seeing, I have to say lah, benda baik. Aku rasa, it's more in the realm of speculation lah, like you always say, let me preface it. But aku rasa these high vaccination numbers contribute to very small hospitalization rate in when you compare towards the large, or rather the daily total new cases kan, very few je hospitalized. This is the reason, and this is why KJ kata vaccination works. This is like
it does.
Yeah, this is like the clear.
It does. Kalau kau tengok 6 February daily case 10,000, 5 February daily case 9,000. The last time we saw these kind of numbers was actually in October last year. 9,000. 8 October 9,000. 7 October 10,000. 5th October. 3rd October 9,000. If you look at, this is daily case. Yeah. If you look at the hospitalization patients in ICU, same time. Dekat October, daily case 10,000. ICU, no, 700 bro.
Tinggi.
ICU 700. Okay, 730, 750. Today, same numbers. Daily case 10,000. ICU 123.
That's like 80% reduction. More than 80% actually.
Let me see.
Yeah, more than 80%.
More than 80%. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. More than 80%. So cases remain the same between now and October, but ICU has dropped 80%. That's a good this one. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
and then of course death. Death 100 tau. Dekat October. 131, 97 of 5th October, 4 October, 92. Today ya, 3. Tiga kemarin, semalam kosong.
That's 95% reduction. More than 95%.
That's 99% actually.
Yeah.
So vaccination works. So, you know, I'm very happy that we have high vaccination rates. I am very unhappy that setengah parent tak mau hantar anak-anak dia pergi ke pick kids. Wait and see lah, konon nak tengok data masuk lah apa. Jangan ngarut boleh tak?
Data dah masuk. How's your kids by the way? How's your kids reaction?
Ada benda lah. Dia ada sengal-sengal tangan.
I think everyone sakit. Semua sakit benda tu.
Dia kata menjaga tumbuk. Memang lah. I mean, you know, tapi tak ada demam. Side effect tak ada. Makan selera semua okay. Dia kena injak hari Sabtu. Hari Ahad adalah dia ada yang abang ada komplain sakit tekak, adik komplain bahu dia macam lebam. But that was in the morning bro. By the time petang semalam, petang
dah
Ahad okey je.
That's good.
Dah clear. So tunggulah lagi 2 bulan dapat booster shot. Dapat second dose. And selamat.
Alhamdulillah.
People. Nah tu baiklah.
Baik. Buruk is
dia punya buruk dia. Apa buruk kau?
Aku rasa this Omicron cases raging ni untuk aku agak merisaukan, because it shows that we are I wouldn't say losing the fight, but we've gotten so good, right? 3,000 daily cases a day. Of course, number ni kita tak boleh tengok, kita kena tengok hospitalization rate. Tapi this shows that they are more spread in the community lah, which is bagi aku buruk lah for this session.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Tapi let's face it, there's going to be a new variant every 2-3 months, and we have to live with it. So if that is the case, then I just wish and hope and pray that everybody stays safe. But let's face it, everybody will get COVID. Okay? Everybody. Yeah. Aku buat tengok Instagram Nurul Izzah, anak dia, kesian.
Kena.
Anak dia, budak. Tak berapa. Kena. Alright? Kakak aku punya anak pun sama. Kena. Kena. Anak kena sekolah. Kena. Tapi because diorang pick remaja, diorang dah vaccinated, they, it's nothing to them. Tak ada benda. They are just positive. Yeah. You pergi PCR test, you positive. But there's no symptom. If anything, they are tired a bit and all that.
Which is considered okay lah. Bagi aku, aku rasa if you...
It's like regular flu lah.
If you want to get COVID, get the level 2 and below. Right? Yeah. Level 2 and below. Category 2, sorry. Category 2 and below.
It's not that you can choose pun, but I see what you mean. But what you can choose is the vaccine. So go get the vaccine. Simple. I can't believe after 1 year plus we're still goddamn talking about this. I mean, pelik gila, bro.
Yeah, last year aku rasa February baru start vaccination, right?
Sama.
And we're still talking about it this year. Tak apalah.
We're still goddamn talking about it.
But congratulations to the 80% who has fully vaccinated of the population. Congratulations to the 90%. You did the right thing, USA. That PSA ended our session of podcast Aman untuk kali ini. Seperti biasa, jika anda ada apa-apa cadangan, maklum balas dan sebagainya, hantarkan ke @aman.my. Aku dan Yen sentiasa mengalu-alukannya. Terima kasih kerana bersama kami pada sesi kali ini. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi akan datang.
Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.